We've heard a lot this election cycle about political newcomers who've been inspired to run for office. But there are often many obstacles between making that big personal decision and actually running a campaign. A Boston-based group called New Politics is trying to help veterans and other public servants break into politics. This cycle, they're working with New Hampshire congressional candidate Maura Sullivan. Emily Cherniak is the founder and executive director, and she told NHPR's Lauren Chulgin the idea for New Politics came after she worked with the co-founder of City Year on his first unsuccessful campaign for Senate.
It was a really tough race, and I learned two really important lessons. One is that our political system is broken because there are significant barriers to entry for people who are not part of the ecosystem, right? And then the other thing I learned was that the political culture is just really the antithesis of sort of the service culture. It's a space where it's backstabbing, it's gossip, people come at you, they attack you. And so it's really a lot of us self-select out of it for those reasons. And so I sort of saw this gap in where I spent my life around people with service backgrounds who were amazing leaders and had incredible leadership skills that I thought were needed in political life.
Why does someone who was in the military or did public service at City or what have you, why does that background work really well for politics?
You know, I think the leadership skills that they've learned. So one is working with diverse people. That is actually not something that everyone has that experience with, right? They've served with Republicans and Democrats. They've served with people from different ethnicities and diverse backgrounds economically. They've problem solved, and they've really learned how to, it's about putting the country and community first. And so they just have a different framing of how to get things done that I think not everybody has.
Now, if I understand it, you take people from both sides of the aisle. So how do you balance that? And tell me about the things that you coach these to be candidates.
Yeah. So we are bipartisan, which is unique in this, especially in this political climate, because we think that no party has a monopoly on servant leadership. And for us, it's about how do we just get the best people who put the country first in office. And we help them, first we help them just think through, like, what is your political pathway? Do you want one? And then if they really decide that running for office is what they want to do in terms of their next step in service, then we help them navigate that space because it's really difficult. What is a male firm? What does that even look like? What does that even do? And hiring staff, like, how do you think about that? Like, what kind of people do I want around me? What are the values that should be aligned with that? So really kind of helping advise. And there's a lot of people with a self-interested agendas. So there's consultants, there's people that run PACs, there's people that are part of the party systems on both sides that sort of come at these kind of people and say, you know, I want you to be in these situations that maybe aren't the best for them. So for us, it's really about how are you serving your community? And that can happen in several different ways. So we don't have sort of an agenda about pushing people to run.
So it sounds like you're targeting stuff that a candidate on either side would need to know. What are some of the kind of obstacles that normal people, so to speak, when they start meeting with you and you tell them how this works, you know, what are they like, oh, really, I have to do that?
So I think especially in our community, they're very service oriented. So they're not about, it's usually not about the individual. So as a candidate, it is about yourself. You're the product, right? You're the iPhone. And so like having their names on signs or having like publicly kind of being out there is hard. Not because they haven't done hard things, but it's about, you know, asking someone for money for their campaign is hard. And so that's the hardest thing for that them to transition.
What have you learned about the political system through your job doing New Politics?
You just have to stay really centered and really connected to your values, because there's a lot of entities and people, they're not bad people, but they do try to pull you off center. And so for us, it's really important to kind of, as an organization, you know, kind of stay connected and centered to who we are.